Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So now you know, I said at the beginning of church, we don't ever read 1 Samuel 17. If any of the, right, we're on a three-year reading cycle. The readings are appointed, you know, each week, Epiphany 5, Lent 2, all those readings. I don't pick them. They're in the hymnal. We never read the reading of David and Goliath. And maybe one of the reasons is it's gory. David defeats Goliath, and then he cuts off his head, and then he takes it with him. What a great text. So here's what I want us to get. This text does not say you should pick fights with big guys, right? That's not what the text is about. But I want us to talk about what it is about. And what I've drawn up there, where it says the Med, that's the Mediterranean. And so we usually say that's Israel, right? Sea of Galilee at the top, Jordan River, the Dead Sea. And right here is Jerusalem. I'll put a little star there. That's the state or the nation's capital. And right here is Bethlehem. Now, that's roughly what Israel looks like. It's kind of rectangular like that. It's sort of, but I say roughly, there's a caveat, isn't there? They didn't conquer everything, right? God said to them, I want you to go in the land and conquer all this. And they didn't. Here's a part they didn't conquer, right here. Anybody know what that is? That is the Philistia, right? We get the word Palestine from that. This is Philistia. And what's fun is, I know you didn't come to church to learn about geography, but I want us to hear what the text said. It said that the Philistines have come up against Israel for a battle at Socoh and in the valley of Elah, which is right here. So where are they? Are they in Philistia? They're in Israel. So the Philistines have done what? They've invaded Israel. They've invaded Israel and dared Israel come out. Now here's a fun little fact for you to know. This battle takes place 15 miles west of Bethlehem. West of Bethlehem, right? So that's where they are. There's Jerusalem, there's Bethlehem, there's the battle, there's Philistia. Gath is one of the cities. There's five major cities in Philistia, and they've come out. Now, in those days, not always, sometimes all the armies just attacked everybody, right? But every once in a while, they would say, we're going to send out a champion, you send out a champion. That's happened in other battles in the Bible. It's also happened in Greek literature. Sometimes they would say, let's send a champion out. Those two guys can go after it. There's no reason for a ton of people to get killed. Let's just have these two guys go after it. Now, if your entire nation's national security depends on the battle of one guy against one guy, who are you going to pick? Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Well, Arnold's getting old now, right? I know. Maybe not Arnold. Who do we want now? But what's that? The Rock. There you go. We want The Rock to represent us, right? So that's what we would say. Let's send out The Rock. And that's what they've done. They've sent out Goliath. Goliath is huge. Here's something for us to know. The average man in that era was either 5 foot tall or maybe 5.5 feet tall. The Bible says Goliath. Now here's a tricky thing. The Bible has, there's several different Old Testaments, right, in terms of like written in Greek or Hebrew and stuff like that. The Hebrew Bible says that Goliath was 9 feet tall. One of the possibilities is he was 9 feet tall. The other possibility is maybe that's a slight exaggeration. Like when somebody's huge, what do we say? He's huge. He's 10 feet tall. So I looked this up. That's unusually tall, right? In the Greek version of the Bible, it says he was 5 cubits tall. That's 7.5 feet. That's a lot. And then the Old Testament, there's Hebrew and there's other copies. The Dead Sea Scrolls say he was 6.5 feet tall. Now, the point of this isn't how tall was Goliath. What is the point? He's big. He's big, right? He's a big dude. But I looked this up for fun. So everybody knows the guy Andre the Giant. Do you know how tall he was? 7'4". And he weighed 475 pounds. Now that is a condition, right? That's a medical condition. It's called gigantism. And gigantism makes you abnormally tall. It often makes your eyesight bad. And it almost always shortens your life. Andre the Giant, huge as he was, looks like a mountain of strength, died of a heart attack at the age of 46. Everybody remember Manute Bol, who played in the NBA? 7'7". Did you know that he died at the age of 47? Yeah, it's too bad. He seemed like a nice guy, right? Andre the Giant actually seemed like a nice guy. And whenever I think of Andre the Giant, are you with me? I'm in the movie The Princess Bride, right? That dude, right? So think of that dude. I don't know exactly how tall Goliath was, but he's Andre the Giant, bronze helmet. This is what we should know. His armor weighed 125 pounds. Big helmet, coat of mail, bronze leggings, a sword, a spear, a javelin. 125 pounds of armor. And this is what, now, guess what he's good at? Hand-to-hand combat. So I want you to hear, in the text, if you notice it, like say it's a long text, two times he says, send a man out, and these are his words, let him come to me. Because you know what he's saying? Goliath is big and slow. And he doesn't see well, but he does say, if you get right here in this space, I'll take you apart. You see what he's saying? Now, what are the armies of Israel doing? They're looking at him thinking, I want no piece of that. I don't, and you don't, and you don't. And we're all looking at it. For 40 days, it says, every morning and every night, he goes out there, yells across the valley, I defy the God of Israel. I defy the God of Israel. Send a man out. Let him come to me. Let him come right here, and we'll go at it. Right? As God intended. That's what Andre the Giant says in The Princess Bride, right? David, very different from that. By the way, here's the thing we need to clean up. In Sunday school class, we all learned it like David was a small boy, because in Sunday school class, we're talking to kids. Like David the boy, he's a youth. That means he's a young man. He's a young adult. I don't know his age, but he's a young adult. What's David been doing? He's been shepherding. And while he's shepherding, what else has he been doing? I love that he talks about this, fighting lions and bears. So here's one thing I want you to know. Your experiences have shaped who you are, right? Everyone in this room, your experiences have shaped who you are. Now, here's the thing. Have your good experiences shaped who you are? Yes. But have your tough experiences shaped who you are? Yes. So you would say, oh, shepherding, that's nice. You're out in the field, you play music all day, nothing happens. David has said that with his case, lions have attacked. And he's torn them apart with his bare hands. Do you believe that? I do, because here's what I know. He's not huge. Goliath is huge. But David is what? Spunky. Do you know people like that? That might be small, but they're a little energetic, right? Some people are like that. They're like a tornado. I'm looking at Barry Boss. They probably join the Marine Corps, right? Stuff like that. As little feisty guys. And they say, there's bigger than guys than me. I'm going to go with that guy extra hard, right? There's people like that. Thanks be to God for people like that. I'm going to tell this story. I didn't put it in my notes, but this is a story I've heard since I was a small boy. My father is 5'5". He went to work for a bottling company, like a Coca-Cola plant, something like that, a bottling company. And my dad, I've heard this story 1,000 times, so that's how I know it. He said that I will work here for 1 week for free, and if I don't do twice as much work as your best man, you don't have to pay me. And so he did that for a week, and they hired him, of course. My dad's 5'5". Guess how he works? He works like David, going at a bear, right? So there's people like that. This is what I want us to know. David is not a runt. He's healthy. He's athletic, actually. He's fast. And I want us to get this. All that's true. The giant versus the scrappy guy. But David also sees it theologically, right? David said, how is it that this uncircumcised Philistine comes out here and defies the armies of our God? And I want you to hear very clearly his words. David does not say, Goliath has offended me. Do you hear that? What has he said? He's offended my God. You see the difference? The church is in a battle now, right? The church is in a struggle for her life. We're not saying, I am offended, or if you are, don't, right? Stop. We're not saying, I'm offended. What are we saying? The things going on offend my God. And we have to know that it does. It offends God, not just Walt's personal preferences. Now, having said that, he says, this offends my God. I'll go take him out. And I want us to catch it. You heard this again in Sunday school. They said they put Saul's armor on him, and we always portray David was so tiny he couldn't deal with the armor. That's not what he's saying. You know what he's saying? What's David's strongest point? He's fast. He's fast. And when he puts on the armor, what does he say? This is a hindrance. So here's what I want us to get. Goliath is huge, tons of armor, and he says, come out here and fight this battle on my terms. And David is saying, what? I want to fight a different battle. If I go toe-to-toe with some 7-foot, 8-foot, maybe 9-foot dude, whatever he is, if I go toe-to-toe, I'm going to put on armor, he's got armor, and I'm going to stand right here, he's going to take me apart. And so David says, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to be light and quick and mobile. Isn't that the way, right? The world will say to you, here's the battle. And we sometimes have to say, I'm not fighting the battle you want. I'm fighting the battle that God has put me in, right? I'm going to confess God's truth. I'm going to stand up for God's truth. But I'm going to do it our way, right? And so David takes a sling and 5 stones. Now, by the way, not pebbles. Stones, like a baseball, but harder. Here's a fun fact. I looked this up years ago. This is a fun fact. A good shot with a sling can get that thing up to 100 miles an hour. Did you know that? So again, we always talk, David, the tiny boy with no uniform and no armor, went out and with a pebble somehow got him. Now, I want us to get this. He threw a rock the size of a baseball 100 miles an hour and hit the dude in the head. How does that work? That puts you down. What's that? You have to be accurate. David's been doing this, by the way. He's a shepherd. What's he been doing all day? Writing psalms and killing bears. That's what he's been doing. And practicing with this sling. And I love it. So they both go out. They trash talk each other a little bit, right? Goliath, am I a dog that you sent this guy with sticks at me? And David says, he's exactly right theologically. I don't come at you with a sword and a spear, I what? I come at you in the name of the Lord my God. Now, having said that, it's not just a theological battle because he does still have to throw the stone. There's the theological battle and there's the work that has to be done. And David throws that sling, throws the rock from the sling, hits him in the forehead. He's not dead from that because David, this is the fun part of the text for the little, my sons, right? Then he cuts off his head and takes it with him. Now, it's a wonderful thing, right? This is Goliath's head. They probably recognize it. Yeah, that's him. It's pretty big. Now, it's a wonderful narrative. I want us to hear this. The Bible, again, does not say pick on all the big guys, but it does say this. We're in a battle. It is theologically a battle, but it is also some work for us. But the battle belongs to, Jerry saying it already, the battle is what? The battle belongs to God. The battle belongs to God. And so we don't come against people in our own strength. Don't come against people with your own education. You come against them with your own experiences, yes. We don't come in our own strength. We come with the truth of God, armed with the truth of God, to demolish arguments, St. Paul says, right? Now, here's the other thing. Where does it take place? Just west of Bethlehem, right? That's Bethlehem, right there. So David wins just outside Bethlehem. We talked about this last week. What's the Bible about? Jesus. So think of this. David wins a battle outside of Bethlehem. So who's going to come to Bethlehem? Jesus, the son of David, right? Jesus, the son of David, will be born at Bethlehem to overcome our adversary. The world is loud. I've often said error is loud. What do I mean, error is loud? We hear a lot of nonsense being said today, right? And how is it said? Vigorously, forcefully, repeatedly, loudly. What's the point? Church, we're going to shout you down. I want us to get this. It always looks like the world is winning. It is not. The Lord Jesus Christ is victor, right? The Lord is victor. Not our strength, His. Not our battle, His. The Lord Jesus conquers Goliath, conquers sin and death. And we are not to knuckle under. The world is saying, church, we're going to shout you down, and that's going to make you stop. And what are we going to say? I will not stop in the face of this uncircumcised Philistine who defies my God, right? That's what we're saying. The Lord is the battle, right? The battle is the Lord's. Let's engage it, right? Amen. And we stand together. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.